you could feel better. Right? Like, and it's free and nobody, just reminded you about it. So I'm just going to remind you of some foods that, you know, you probably ate in your life, definitely your ancestors ate, even if they were, as Geshe Michael says, Irish or French, or, I mean, they still ate walnuts and things like that. I'm going to show you some foods that are very natural to you, but maybe you didn't hear about how to use them. Then, you know, we try to not get too fancy because it's really... I don't like to go to the store personally. I usually don't go to the store maybe once a year. I go to the food store. I go rarely, once or twice a year. When I was at Diamond Mountain, we never went. We went 7 months, we didn't go to the store, except to buy, you know, food for like 100 people or something like that. So I don't like to go to the store. When I go there, I feel, if I leave without buying anything, I feel much better. So, you know, we didn't want to send people into town to find some really special things so that you could have super energy. Really, I think if you start awakening your natural intuition, that's a kind of energy all by itself. It's like a private world in there. It's cool. You start walking around like this, looking for herbs on the ground. You start feeling like an antelope or something. You feel good. Just your intuition, just from not being like, you know, pushed down and told, like, put this in your mouth right now. Like, just from releasing that idea, you can get a lot of energy out of that. Yeah, and then along the way, you'll find different things that are interesting for you. And there's a lot of information out there, and I think it's all good because somebody used it. Some people use it and it worked, and so you should. I would encourage you to learn about all of it and experiment. Even if not for yourself, I could put these walnuts down. I think, even if not for yourself, then for the sake of other people that you might know, you can try. You know, this kind of algae and this kind of root from Peru, and you know, it's fun and. And you'll get a kick out of it, and then after a little while, it won't do anything for you. And then you'll think, well, you know, I'll push this on my friend because I have a big supply in my house and I don't need it anymore. And the reason why it won't work on you is because you'll just keep going higher if you keep this kind of motivation, right? It is said that there was. You know, we think of like the medicine Buddha, but supposedly there was a lot of them, you know, the blue medicine Buddha. One case of medicine Buddhahood was two brothers, and they said, you know, every being gets enlightened through a different sensory perception. I mean, and some people say this, so like, I'm just making this up from things I read, so this is maybe not true, but anyway. they said Lord Avalokiteshvara was enlightened by sound. So somehow he meditated on the emptiness of sound and he reached his realizations. They said that the medicine Buddha brothers, they just kept getting the, you know, one of them kept trying to get the other one to taste this thing, put this in their mouth, and they said that in the whole universe there was not one thing that they didn't put in their mouth over eons of time. And then like that, they were like, oh man, this is coming from me. These things don't have any flavor, right? They don't have any flavor, they don't have any potency. This is all my stuff, right? That's how they found out, by testing everything. So like that, you should make a world tour. And you probably already, I imagine, like my teacher said, he was born with pork in his mouth. So, you know, you probably already tried a few things, and if you tried them once, that's okay. You can try something different because it's only so many hours in a day and like that. When I first started doing these kind of experimenting, I think within a few months, I definitely had tried I don't know, maybe at least 300 different kinds of things I never tried before. And that was exciting, you know, you can, because they say that most of us eat 12 things, which is what? Boring. I mean, if you like to eat, at least you should try. You should get the chance to try different things. So, then I think because I have a really, really expansive sense of time, I'll just get through the first thing I was going to say, and then we won't have made anything, and then you won't have learned much. So then I'll get in trouble. So, because this is being taped. So, I thought we would, get busy together, make some almond milk, which is the key to success. which you'll also see in your folders. If you don't like almond milk or whatever, you're upset that, I don't know, something about almonds and you rubs the wrong way, like maybe you don't like how they're grown or something, then you can also make this milk with anything, cashews from, starving children in India, China, or whatever you find out what, you know, I'm just saying, like, everything that you do, you're going to find some problems with. And then you figure out what's best for you to eat today, because you should eat something, even though there's a lot of violence in everything that we do. We have to try to reduce that as much as we can. And as we make small, tiny, microscopic attempts to reduce the amount of violence that we participate in, then we will see that it's much easier to practice nonviolence. Right? Just the world will change, and then stuff will get more kind. Just everything around you will be easier. So I encourage you, as this, the real cause of your health is just find small, tiny, minuscule, microscopic ways that you can somehow reduce the amount of harm caused in the world. Then that will be a seed, right? And then your body will work. Yeah. Once someone, I don't know, I was on a roll or something, then people were quizzing me, you know, and they said, well, what do you mean by health? Then I said, it's easy, just give more than you take. And then I thought about it yesterday, and I was like, give more than you take. That's kind of, that's difficult to do, right? How can you give more than you receive? It's right now it's impossible, pretty much, right? All of this, how can you pay back all of the energy that's been put into this day? It's, you cannot, right? But also, when you reach enlightenment, it will also be impossible. You will give, and then you will still get 10,000 times more back, and this is not possible. But just try to give more than you, as much as you can, right? Try to make a balance. Okay, so I'm gonna give you the inside scoop on everything. Okay, so this is the first thing is when you go to your friend's house and you go to make your, you know, you request that they have a blender there when you arrive, which you just have a stock email. And wherever you're going to stay, you just hit send, and then I need a blender, please. Nicely, right? So anyway, when you go to your friend's house and they give you their blender, the first thing is that, you know, they're going to pull it out from under the cabinet because nobody stopped the propaganda in their mind, right? They're still buying it in the box. It costs more, I think. And then in one box of almond milk, you only get like 10 almonds. We're going to put 60 so you can feel something. You know, they put some kind of guar gum so you can, it's thick. And then you pour it on your cereal and then you eat and then you feel normal. But when you put 60 almonds in there, then you feel some kind of liquid glass, right? It's better. Okay. And it was always there. So the first thing you're going to do, what we have to do is break up into groups, because we have a certain number of blenders, somewhere between 8 and 11, I'm guessing, blenders. So we should sort of make little packs of people until we figure out that there's somewhere between 8 and 11 groups. And then I'll explain to you what to do. So let's go ahead and you can just, you know, buy sections of the room, or if your friend's on the other side, you can run over quickly. Let's make some groups, and this will be your rock band. So our goal here is you guys get together, and this is like a little model of what you'll do when you get home, is you really need to form some, like a little group of people who get really good at making, for instance, almond milk. I'm trying to form a little cheesecake jazz quartet where we get really good at making cheesecake, because I'm trying to make a cheesecake, a raw cheesecake, wherever you go. So like that, you get together a group of people and you work on it, and everybody brings their instruments. Some guy's got a really fun blender. Somebody else has a ceramic peeler or whatever. You know, you get together your gadgets and then you get it down to where you can play a good set in 45 minutes, and then you surprise your sister with a whole big unprocessed dinner or something. I don't know. Okay, so anyway, or slightly processed. It's fine. Okay, so get together in small groups, and then when you're in a group, let me, you know, make it look like it's a group, and then I'll ask you to raise your hand, one person, and then we'll count. I think it's going to be, I don't know, there's probably 100 people in here, roughly, so how about 10 people, or whatever, 9 people.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It can be small or big, as you like. 7, 8, 9. That's good. Okay. So the first thing is you gotta open the blender. If it hasn't been opened in a while, then there's like some black gunk. When you make your almond milk, if that goes in there, you're gonna go back to the boxed version. Okay, so you gotta get this black stuff off. The other thing is everybody likes to put the rubber ring in the wrong place. So I'm going to show you where to put the rubber seal, and then this is your first practical instruction. I've never given a practical instruction before, so you guys are the first. So here we go. I thought we should try something new. Okay. I will give you a jar, and without cutting your friends, you will open it. Then, you see, here's the piece, which is, this one's not too bad. Probably they made almond milk yesterday. Then they put the ring on the wrong side. Then everything's going to leak. So here's how you go. You're going to wipe everything. I'm going to give you some cloths and water, and then you're going to wipe everything, and then you're going to you're going to put this ring like this and put it between the jar and the blade piece. Okay. And then this guy is just to tighten everything on. Put that and turn it back. Okay? Okay, here you go. Here's your... You can come up here and grab one for your group if you want. And I'll get a bowl of water for you. I'll wet a towel or something. Let me see. Got a bowl here. Okay. Gotta squeeze it. Okay, so if you don't have a towel yet, you can come up here. Okay, you wipe your blender clean at the bottom. I think really everybody, most of the blenders here are pretty good, but like I said, if you go to your friend's house, nobody told them you have to open that thing every. So by the way, when you make after you make your food, you have to open it and wipe it and dry it. Okay, so then the next thing that we have to do together is in my desire to only use found objects, we came up with a very ingenious straining device. It's normally you use a bag that's we call a nut milk bag. What's going to happen? I'll just give you a rundown. You have these almonds, which I'll show you. Then you're going to blend them, and then there's something inside them that's like white. Okay, and this white substance it goes through like fine cloth. It passes right through. All the main nutrients of the almonds can pass through, and then all the fibers you're gonna strain out because you're gonna try to get a little bit of concentrated energy. Okay, so you're gonna basically get all this white stuff through the bag, and it won't have any grit or anything. It won't have any. It'll be like a liquid, and it will be suspended in the water, and it'll be just like milk. It's quite magical, even if you've done it 1,000 times. So this is traditional nut milk bag, and then I'll show you my nut milk do-rag. Okay, so after years of experimenting, I found that this type of cotton muslin, you can get it for $3 a yard, which is like much bigger than this. You can make a bunch for your friends. You just have it like this. So I'm going to have you cut them from the cloth that I got. And usually one of these will cost you, the nut milk bag thing, it will cost you like $10. And then in a few, if you don't know what you're doing on the first day, it will make a little hole. And then you'll be like, I can't make almond milk until I have, $10 more and go to the store. But with this method, you can take your favorite similar yoga top or whatever you. I tore off my shirt once to make almond milk for Lana Christie. You just take whatever you have, wash it in the sink, and it will strain your almond milk. Okay, so you can use absolutely anything. So I'll show you how to make this into a pouch. This is much better than a nut milk bag because it doesn't have any seams, so the stitching will never rip. And also, it's so easy to clean. It's just there won't be anything stuck in the corners, which is annoying. Okay. Thanks, Marilla. Okay, so this is and in the beginning, it's good if you have your friend hold it for you while you pour in the milk to strain it, but later, you'll develop your own mudra to pour the thing in, which we all have one. Everybody I know has one. Okay. So I'll show you how to tie it now. Voila. You see? Like this? Like this? Let's do like this. Yeah. Okay. Then tie a knot. I'm really proud of this, by the way. I just figured this out yesterday. So stoked. Okay. Tie. You know how to tie a knot, right? I'm sorry to tell you this, but you gotta tie one direction like this, overhand, and then one direction underhand. Just go opposite directions. That's in case one day you need to tie a knot to save your life. That's how you do it. Okay. Then like this on this side. Tie. Overhand. And underhand. Okay, so here's to people not telling you what to do. Here's your own bag with this little hole inside, which you'll see it will strain the whole blender full of milk. Okay? So I'm gonna pass the cloth and then you take the scissors and you cut. You can feel free to cut big pieces at your own style, okay? So however you like. Yeah, and then we have scissors, right? Do we have scissors? They were just right here. Yeah. Okay. So, so one representative from your group can come up and cut a luxurious amount of cloth. I think it's we got like 6 yards. You can go bigger than that, even a little bit more. Yeah.
That'll be good.
And normally you use almonds which are soaked. Okay, so you're going to take almonds which you buy raw and then soak them in plenty of water. Plenty means like 1/3 almonds and twice as much water above that, like lots of water. Because that's what they're going to be drinking. They're actually living things, right? Darcy knows because her family has an almond farm. These things will actually grow into trees that will make you millions of dollars. So I don't mind if you find an almond and you sneak it home and decide to grow something with it. That's more power to you. Anyway, usually you take almonds which are raw, which means alive and living, and then you soak them in water, and then they start to, a tree starts to form right before your eyes, slowly. All kinds of things change inside the almonds, and it's like an alchemical process, basically. Something that you started with a certain amount of, I don't know, nutrients or vitamins, and then it became more as you soak them, and it wasn't something that was in the water, and it wasn't something that was in the air. It's just things increased by sometimes 300% more, I don't know, like potassium or something. You get more than you started with. So you went to the store and you bought almonds with 100 grams of potassium, and by the time you just added water, it became 300 grams of potassium. You got a deal, right? You're paying 1/3 the price just by adding water. It's a miracle. Be happy. Okay, so water is really awesome. Just add water, so many magical things will happen. Now here's the thing is that I don't want to tell you that you can go to the store and buy almonds and soak them and that they're going to become a tree, because it really, it's not true most of the time. They have been steamed or something like that for your safety. I won't get into it. They're steamed. You know what? It's really better than drinking it out of the box anyways. I don't even worry about it. It's like if you can, you know, especially if your friend is drinking almond milk from the box and then you get some steamed almonds and make them some almond milk, they're going to feel, you know, better, and it's going to be a good seed for you. And then in 2012, you'll have raw almonds again. Okay, because you change the seeds, right? So don't worry about all this stuff, and people will tell you, you know, you'll hear all kind of bad news about the things I'm telling you. You're going to go home and people are going to say, that causes cancer. That's fine, just if it causes cancer more slowly, then just go ahead and give it to your friend. Okay, and then we'll figure it out along the way. Okay, so what I have for you is direct from the kitchen, directly from the kitchen. And these are sliced almonds, which I didn't have the heart to send them back and have them order me whole almonds, because, I mean, it's actually no point. They're cooked anyways, so you can't, they're not going to come back to life. But anyway, I soaked some for you just to show you what they look like. And if you want to look at them, touch them, taste them, as the medicine Buddhas would do, you're welcome to peel them. They're peelable. You can check them out to see what they're like. If you already know what they're like, then it's not going to be that fascinating to you. But if you want to see what soaked almonds are like, you can do that. Okay, so then you have the magical, mysterious responsibility of finding which base goes with your top, which some of you already did. And then some of you have only a top, and then we're going to try to get you, even Giselle will help me get you a base. Okay. This is really fun that you guys don't talk. It's so interesting. It's very strange. Okay, and then you're going to take, this is another thing, there's no rules. You're going to take what you like of the almonds. because, you know, people will say you can make it like, usually for this, you could make, I don't know, you could decide, you could make, it's like almond breeze is probably, you could make nine of these for this many almonds. I prefer to make one or less. So, some people like to make it like this much. If you want to make ice cream at home, you put that much water. So you're going to decide on how much almonds you want. You can think of it just as a starting point. You can go 1-to-5 ratio. Because they're sliced, maybe it's different, I don't know. Just use your deep animal instincts, squirrel instincts, to find out how much to put. And we'll start like that. So you're gonna, Giselle's gonna walk around and help pass out some almonds, and you're gonna put them in the bottom of your blender, and you just tell her when. And you could be crazy, I don't care. put as much as you like. And then, you, as a group, I heard there was some controversy about, you know, should we be using plastic bottles and not recycled? I don't know, whatever. If you have a problem with it, just go outside. There's a water fountain. You can use that water if your group is into it, or you can use the bottled water, or I don't know, if you want to go with the strainer down to the lake and do that. It's up to you, so long as your group is okay. It's fine with me. So figure out, and somebody, you know, God forbid, somebody might get up and use bottled water. And then that's okay, because they were going to use bottled water anyway today. And it doesn't matter. You know, they're going to, something good is going to happen. And you just go at your own rate, okay? You don't have to stop using plastic. I've been trying to stop using plastic for 35 years, and I still use it. But I'm trying, right? And that's fine. And if I met a hungry, thirsty, homeless person, I will go in the store and buy them a plastic bottle that will last 1,000 years and happily give it to them to drink. So just based on your circumstances and what you're thinking about, please choose now. Make your moral choice between bottled or water fountain outside. There's also, I put some soap out there, and there's a sink if you, you know, want to wash your cloth off, or you want to, it's good if it's wet actually, it's nice. You can wash it in the sink, you can wash your hands if you're into that. Do whatever you like, okay. And then we'll meet back in just a few minutes.
You can tell if they're yellow inside. That helps. These might be pretty good. These might be from Darcy. Sometimes we get almonds from Darcy. And then they're really raw. Yeah, that looks pretty good. I think these are raw. Oh, like,
when you soak almonds at home, you should soak them at least 8 hours. I mean, for the maximum effect. You can also soak them for 12 or 24 hours. They get really good. If you get almonds that are steamed, it looks like they start to come back to life a little bit after 24 hours. So that's an amazing karmic ripening. It looks like the almonds, at least they taste a lot more vibrant when you soak them for about a day. And in your folder, it tells you, like, you know, you can soak enough for a whole week and just keep changing the water, and you can read about it in there. I think these might be really raw almonds from Darcy. Darcy Lott, from her family's farm. So I don't know, if you want to try one. They're kind of a rare delicacy. When you go to Asia, a lot of people never heard of what an almond is. And many, so it's really kind of an exotic thing in some parts of the world. Some people, like in Ayurveda, they say almonds will increase your ojas. So if you know what that means and are into it, then that's fantastic. Please don't add your water just yet. Sorry. If you did, there's some pictures over here, and you can sort of strain a little bit of it out, because you there's a special style which the government is forcing us to follow. No. You have to do it a certain way, otherwise you can't get as much out of it. Okay. If you have already put your water. Yeah, so long as you can, with a friend, right, make sure it doesn't, you know, come out, you'll be set. Okay, so I'll tell you the technique, and then you're gonna, with your groups, you're gonna try it out. So what you have to do is add, I figured it out. We figured it out the other day, Rob and I, online. I mean, we experimented. You take 1 cup of water, and you're gonna add half of that cup. It might not be a cup, it's like a coffee mug. So that's probably 10 ounces or something. Take half of that and pour it into the mixture of almonds and hit blend. You can go like low to high, or just like that for now. There's also techniques where you rock the blender, but this is more for, not for almond milk. This is easy stuff, 101. Okay, so you're gonna take the almonds, add half a cup of water, and then, you guys gotta find a plug somewhere around the room. And so before we do it, I'll explain everything because it's going to get loud. Probably the lights will go out, the AC will go out. We'll be like doing something new. Okay. Then you're going to slowly, like you'll turn off the blender and add a little more water. And then you'll blend again. And then slowly it'll start to blend everything. It'll make a vortex, and stuff will get pulled into the middle. At first it'll make a kind of chunky vortex, and then it'll start to make a, the sound will change distinctively. It sounds just like this. When it does that, you're set. That means all the almonds are gonna grind to a fantastic paste. Then you won't have big chunks, and then you'll be getting your money's worth, okay? So, when that happens, let it run like that for 1 to 2 minutes, and then you're gonna, if your group agrees to you using some kind of sweetener, I have some vanilla powder, I have some agave nectar and some dates, and so you can put that in there and then blend a little more, and then you're gonna add water to the point where you feel you like are not gonna make a huge mess, which in every blender is different, but usually about 2 inches from the top is as much as you can go, and then you're gonna hit blend for a few more seconds. Okay, I'm gonna go through this one more time, very slowly. The almonds go in, then only half a cup of water goes in, you blend. Then add a little more water and wait for the sound. Then let that run for 2 minutes. Then you're pretty much done, okay? You gotta add a little more water before you strain. So add a little more water. Before that, you can add your agave or dates. You can put cinnamon, vanilla. Usually we put vanilla afterwards. The last thing is sometimes we put a pinch of sea salt in the water, like the tiniest amount. This helps make the water wetter, more viscous. I know it's hard to imagine that water can be more wet than it is, but that's just how it is. Like oil in the summer and the winter, you use a different viscosity, right? It's more liquid. The more liquid it is, and then it will actually go into your, I don't know, I never looked, but there's supposed to be cells all in here, and then the water goes in there more easily. So you can always add like a drop of fruit juice or, you know, like a lemon, like in your water in general, you always should add, if you remember, just a little pinch of sea salt or some lemon juice or some kind of something to make it wetter, and then it will absorb very easily in your body. You can drink it before bed and you don't have to go to the bathroom at night. You'll drink a lot of water or a lot of liquid and it won't pass out of your body. Your body actually really needs that liquid. But when the water is not wet, it means, oh, I really don't like to give information, but here we go. When the water is not wet, it means it's not structured. It means it's kind of clumpy. It would be like if we had a fire in here and I said, everybody run as fast as you can at the door, then we would get stuck. We would bump into each other because we're in clumps. But structured water is like everybody lines up, single file, and then we go. Then everybody can get out quickly. So water is the same. If this was a glass table and I dropped normal water onto it, you would see these little angles, like tension, like a lake that looks like a puzzle, these angles like this. But then if I added a pinch of sea salt to it and dropped it next to it, then in 10 minutes that water would be all across the table. It would be a huge puddle because it's so much more wet. Okay, so that's that. We do have maybe some sea salt. I'll check, but anyway, it's not important. This is just for your information. Okay.
So you can go ahead and find a plug. Somebody already started. Oh, very nice. Can you walk around and drop a little? Just a little pinch. Okay. Yeah, not that.
So, if you're using dates, you can just use like one or two dates. If you're using agave nectar, it's a big bottle. I would just try to pour the smallest amount, you know, no more than a quarter cup, much, probably less. Okay, the agave nectar is up here.
Make sure you pit.
Make sure you pit the dates. There's a hard pit inside.
This is good, but it's going to be, I don't know, every blender is different, but usually you want to add less water first and really get it to make like a paste, because this will be still pieces, but it's good for now. You put all that before, and then you can put the vanilla after. Yeah. If you can add more almonds too if you want. Yeah. I just want you to see the what it looks like when you get really like a. Yeah, I think probably half of that again. Maybe half of that. Yeah, that's gonna do it. Okay. So. Yeah, you can kind of see that happening. That's really. And then when that gets really smooth. And then you're gonna start trickle a little more water in. And then it's gonna go. Do you have water? Yeah. So. Just like trickle a little bit of water in there. One more time, just the same. One more time. One more time. Yeah, see, that's what you want. That thing is gonna grind everything. Yeah, I'll ask everybody to come by.
Okay, if you can pause just for a second.
We have a vortex. So if you want to come by here and look at what a vortex is, you can come see. You see, it's just pulling everything in and it's going to grind everything. And then, do you have that bottle of water?
Yeah, she's going to add just a little bit more.
A little bit more. A little more.
Just kind of like a stream. Yeah. So that should go on for 2 minutes, and then you add the rest of the water and the sweetener. And then that will make sure everything grinds to a powder. Oh, and then after you strain, I'll give you some vanilla if you want, and you can put some taste in. Okay, you can start up here. Okay, now we have to strain, right? So we have, there's these metal bins, basins, yeah. Then, you can add your agave before straining, it's easier. You gotta be careful, right? It's like, a lot. Okay, so when you're done with the agave, just keep bringing it back up here. And a lot's gonna come out, so be careful.
I can tell people that you go around and check and help, and you can talk to if you,
that's okay.
If you want to do it.
That's okay. I think
it'll be helpful.
Because everyone's a lot. People are really messed up because. They put all these different, some people put like this much on it, some people put like that. So I don't know how to correct that.
Oh.
Unless they add more on it.
Yeah. Then you'll add the rest of the.
You'll add some sweetener now and the rest of the agave, or some agave, or whatever, dates. And I think you have to share, you know, the bowls that you strain into. Oh, I have to show you how to strain, right? It's pretty basic. You pour it in and don't let anything come out. It's got to stay in the bag. And then you got to twist off the top until there's no holes anywhere. And then you gently kind of just massage and squeeze and then get everything out. When you're done with the pulp, we're gonna feed it to some really happy chicken. So I'll give you a bowl and you can put the pulp in there.
Yeah, so you put. Okay.
So when you add the when you add the extra water, you just need to blend for like 10 seconds just to get it to mix. You don't have to blend. When you add the rest of the water to fill up the blender, just blend for a few seconds. Oh, to strain it? You're going to have to share because we only have... So wherever one person made their mix, you're going to have to strain into their bowl. So there's only four bowls or so, so we'll have to... And that the pulp will go in there. So when you make finish your batch, find somebody who has a square bowl or bin, and then you're going to strain your secret recipe into their secret recipe. You're going to mix yours with theirs. It's okay. Okay. You can make a whole wedding cake with the pulp if you like. There's some really cool things you can do with the pulp, but to save you the hassle of, you know, you keep your freezer full of almond. I mean, after a few days, it's going to get a lot, and you probably don't have that many weddings to attend or make cakes for. So I just, squirrels love it. If you live in the city, you can compost it. I mean, if you live anywhere, you can compost it. But if you live out in nature, you can give it to the animals. They all love it. Oh, yeah, you could probably make some kind of facial or like something. It's definitely good stuff, but I don't... You can really make amazing cakes with it, but we'll probably try to do that another time.
Oh, okay. So, how are you guys doing? Okay, you gotta pour everything back into the blender. No, not that part. Let's see, hold that over the blender. Yeah, just hold that over, and then you gotta get this back in. Did you put sweetener yet? Yeah, good. Okay, then pour that back out. Then, I hate to be very technical, but you have to rinse that out or wipe it out. And then, Rachel has to wait. Yeah, you could just wipe it out. You gotta get all that pulp out because that will... People will not... Okay, so if for some reason by accident, right? Not on purpose. You drip some pulp into your almond milk and you're making it for a friend who never had it before. You have to start over. Pour everything out, put it back in the blender. Not re-blend, but wipe out your container because it's milk, right? Milk is soft, smooth, it's not gritty. If you ever get gritty milk from a cow, you send it back to the cow. So you gotta get it smooth because that's the whole reputation of this experiment. It rides on the smoothness of your milk. And if it takes two tries, that's why we're doing it together. So it's fun. When you do it alone, it's exacerbating. So, okay. And once you're done and you did it right and then you dump your chicken offering here, then you untie your rag, then you go out to the, but maybe turn it back inside out so it doesn't spill everywhere. And then you take it outside, rinse it in the sink over right here to the right of the door, and then shake, and then all the little bits will come out and you can, you could have that cloth or you could, it's now yours. Okay. Ooh, I can already see the happy chickens. Okay, and if anybody's having a problem at all, you could raise your hand and we have a few people who know how to speak still. And they will speak to you. And they will help you with words, not just sign language.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so if you're done, I'll give you, come up and get some of this vanilla powder if you want. And then you can take a pinch out of here and drop it in there. And it just smells fantastic, and it makes you hallucinate flavors that are not there, which is always a benefit. Okay, I'm the first. Whose group is this, Sierra? Okay. Very nutty. Notes of oak. Very nice. Thank you. We're going to give that to the chickens. But you can eat it, too. It's edible, but it's dry. You got to mix it with coconut oil, dates, and chocolate powder, and like that. Then it tastes good again. Uh-oh, you know what? It's that crazy bag. Let me see. It's too... hold on, I'll help you.
Yeah. It's too tricky. The hole is too big, so you gotta... Oops.
That's not a real cup.
Rejection. Okay. See mine? It's like a little hole like that. And then all the thing is gonna go in there. Here, pour that whole thing into here. with a little speed. Yeah. A little speed. Yeah, pour it all. Quick. Good. Okay. Now, I've got pulp all over my fingers, right? So I'm not the one to do it. But whoever has clean, nice hands, you're going to close off the top, right? Pinch all that off so that nothing can come out the top. And then you're going to twist the top a little bit. Yeah. And then... Yeah, good. Yeah. And then you'll see, it, as you design your own bag, it'll come out really fast. A few seconds. Yeah, like keep the top closed and then it'll... And then you can sort of massage it around and that helps it move around. And wherever there was pulp stuck in there, it'll... You get to new places, you know? Yeah. And then we can do this one, but we have to really focus. Oh boy. I don't know. I don't think we can. We gotta just, let's see. Oh, we gotta put it inside of another one. You wanna grab a cloth? The small one, yeah. Yeah, let's just stick it in there. Maybe like almond milk surgery. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Let's just put it in there somehow. No, just maybe just open the whole thing and we'll wrap it around there. We'll do a special case. Yeah. Like that. Benches. This is twice. This is very gourmet, actually. You guys are requesting there. There we go. Yeah. Okay. You want to try? I'm gonna, oh yeah, here's your vanilla magic. Okay, now the rest goes to the chickens. It's fun, right? We get what we like, they get what they like. Mm. Works out. Actually, the whole almonds would be too rich for me. Yeah. Okay, how are we doing? Nice. I like the green things a lot, and then you can use any kind of protein powders. I personally just experiment to see which ones that you like. There's so many out there now. So, yeah. Is this your group? Is it two people? Very nice. Wow. So you guys should have a tasting because everyone is different. It's very interesting. And then we have some pitchers that you can pour your milk into, and then we can see how many we have, and then we can pass it around or something. And if you didn't get vanilla yet, there's some up here. Raise your hand, Andriana can come around and give you some. Wow, all these beautiful cows. Do we have vanilla? Did everybody get vanilla yet? Don't you want to? Everybody did? Okay. Okay, so then we got to carefully. Maybe we can bring this whole thing outside now, and then would you give these a rinse? Untie them and. Okay.
I'll go out with you real quickly.
Okay, so if you didn't share your milk with me yet, then please do that. Or also with your different groups, you should taste each other's milk. It's all, they say what you think about, how it affects, you know, how your almond milk tastes. So you can, you know, without talking, you can read each other's minds. Oh, I get a mix. It's like a, what do you call, best of the season. You guys are really good. Wow. I'm not just making this up. This is the best almond milk I had in a long time. We should make one big conglomerate for Geshe Michael. As an offering. That will be fun. Okay, so now we should go back to our seats. And how am I doing on time? Oh, 15 minutes? Oh, great.
See?
I'm glad I started the almond milk process early. Okay, so you just
what do you call it? I had a teacher once, he had been in two world wars. He was in Pearl Harbor, and he was in the, well, he was alive during the First World War also. Then he said, people don't realize, but we're already in World War III. It's happening right now. It's happening all the time. It's not like the world's at peace at all. There's, you know, there's a lot of difficult situations. And I think you'll find that a lot of them revolve around food, actually. The way that people, you know, if someone wanted to harm the world, if you project a demon-like being who wants to harm the world, right? Then they might do it through food, right? They might somehow affect the way that people eat so that they would not really get the energy from food, and then they would kind of be slow and tired and apathetic. And then, you know, so it might seem like a small thing, but it's, you know, this little blender thing and these sliced almonds directly from the cafeteria. You have just like made a humongous political statement. You know, you have you can't imagine how big of an impact that you make in just like a small decision to do one thing yourself, you know? Just like, I'm not gonna do everything myself, or I'm gonna rely on people for a lot of things, but I'm gonna figure out what's in stuff, right? What's inside of things, because this journey will ultimately, this trying to discover what's in something, I think it will lead you to the highest truth. Is what's in there is your own kindness. But along the way, you'll find out there's a lot of other things that you thought were there, and you have to look into that. You can't just... You have to examine the way that you see the world, or how your world exists, and then you have to rip that apart. So I just showed you what's inside that box of almond milk that you buy, and what's not in there, what you might have been missing for a while, right? And like that, you can continue to investigate these kinds of things in your family, in your life. We started this group in New York City just a couple months ago, I think we started with them. And we told them, you know, we gave them this heavy, heart-to-heart talk.
Excuse me.
That you can't get healthy by eating. You have to help other people, and then everything will come to you. All the healthy things that you like will come to you. And they got it. They meet every single week, and they practice there. If you're in New York, you have to let me know, because I'll get you hooked up with them. But they have a party every week, and they just start out by feeding each other. That's all they really do at first. But every once in a while, somebody gets a hankering to go out there and feed some people in the park. So they all go as a group, and they make something, and they make like ice cream or something, and then they go out and feed people. And they're really having a good time, and they seem really... I know that they're getting healthy, you know. I'm sure that something good is happening to them just from their excited emails that they're sending to us. But then there was one guy who was, I think he didn't attend most of the classes, he just attended like the first meeting or something. And then, he kind of misunderstood everything. And then now somebody told me, they're like, oh, well, he's eating everything raw now, all raw food, right? Then now, you know, the reason why your teachers try to get you to teach is because they want you to understand where they're coming from, yeah? So as soon as someone told me this, I felt this thing that I often have seen my teacher, Dharma Mitra, do. You tell him like, oh, Dharma, I'm on an all raw diet now, and he goes, you know, he said, oh, that's good. And then he just goes back into meditation. You see, because it's just like, that's great, you know, but what are you going to do with that energy? You're excited because you ate some organic red bell peppers and then you feel good, but you have to turn it over quickly, even if it's just mentally at first, you know. And I think we'll do a little bit more food things in the next class, but in the next class I'm going to talk about three different types of offerings that you can make with food, and then that will help us to use the energy that we get from anything that we discover in a way that will be sustainable. Okay. So what I want to do now is something very simple, but I want to make it kind of like a ceremony. Okay, so I know some of you already knew how to make almond milk, so thank you for coming. But some of you didn't, so that was a new thing that you learned, that there's some kind of milk inside of an almond. That's pretty cool, right? Then now I'm going to have you come around, and we have oranges here, and you're going to do something extremely simple. You're going to slice the orange in half with the knife we have provided. And then you're just gonna, on your way out, you're gonna squeeze a little bit of this orange juice just by hand into something we have here, I think a bowl. And we'll offer that, we'll make an offering of that. Either we'll give it to Geshe Michael or we'll put it on the altar, and we don't need to drink it. You know what it tastes like, right? It tastes like good orange juice. But, and then just think about how simple it is, because you already knew how to do this. You know how to make fresh squeezed orange juice, but why haven't you been doing it? You like it. When you can, you buy it, right? You look for the one that's freshest. So, and this is something about, it's, in a way, it's like learning how to make an offering to yourself. You know, if you know something is good, if you know something will make you feel good, then why not? And it's easy for you to do. I mean, I can make orange juice in the line at the airport waiting to get on the plane. I can make a whole glass and drink it before I get my ticket scanned. It's so easy. You just go like this, and then within a few minutes, you have a bag of orange rind and a glass of orange juice. It's so simple. So like that, I would like you to like remember some simple things that you already know how to do. And then that'll be the wrap up for this class. And then the next time on Thursday, I think, we can talk a little bit about how to plant special seeds by different motivations for eating and how we can make an offering practice of it. Okay, so thank you very much for coming, and then make your offering, and then we'll be done. Okay. So I'll set up the bowl now and put lots of love in there, lots of liquid glass, and think of, you know, someone who has helped you, your teacher or something like that, and maybe we can make the best orange juice that ever was made. Yeah. Okay. I think I'm going to use a, because I'm still superstitious, I'm going to use a non-metal bowl, because I don't think citrus and stainless steel taste that good together. So we'll put it in this plastic pitcher or something like that. And don't worry about the seeds, it's part of the what do you call it, I don't know, there's some kind of foreign word, I'm sure. But it's part of all of the, it's part of the offering, okay? Okay.
Okay, I'll do the first one, I guess. Yeah, we'll make, okay, we'll put some for that too. So we're also gonna offer some of the juice to the kitchen staff. And I think that'll be nice. Okay.